So finally, Dan, you've been taking a look at Jupiter and how water's ended up somewhere it shouldn't be.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. This story starts with comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, which some listeners might remember collided with Jupiter in 1994. First time astronomers have been able to witness two bodies in the solar system colliding with each other. They were then interested in what effect it was going to have on the planet. And a couple of years later, they were able to detect water in the upper atmosphere of Jupiter, which doesn't normally occur. And they were curious, did this water come from the comet? They couldn't at that time tell whether it was. There were other sources of water that could have, got into the upper atmosphere. So along comes the Herschel Space Telescope, which the European Space Agency launched in 2009. And it had much higher resolution than previous ones. And a group from France, from the Bordeaux Astrophysics Institute, pointed Herschel at Jupiter and were able to figure out that most of the water was in the southern hemisphere of Jupiter, which is where the comet hit. And the concentration peaked at 44 degrees south, which was just where the comet hit the planet. So they're confident in saying that 95% of the water that they're seeing in the upper atmosphere was from the comet.
How do you even know that there is water on Jupiter? I mean, you can't go there and take a sample.
It's from the spectrum of light that comes from the planet. And Herschel is an infrared telescope, and it is tuned to those sort of wavelengths.
Okay, so they see this water, and it's in roughly the same place as the comet. So they're putting two and two together and saying that it came from the comet. Can you remind me what exactly a comet's made of? Why would there be water that it could transfer?
The comets are remnants of the creation of the solar system, and people refer to them as dirty snowballs. They are largely water with some other bits of rock and minerals. So they carry around a lot of water, and this result is quite interesting for theories of how the Earth came to have so much water. That's always been a bit of a mystery. We have more water than we should. And some people think it was brought to the Earth by comets. So this result supports that theory.
David?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why are we particularly interested about why Jupiter might have more water? I mean, I know it's obviously fundamental for life. So is this kind of the angle that people are interested in, or...?
I don't think it's that. I think it's because this is an event that no one has seen before, two bodies colliding with each other. And we know that early in the solar system, there were many, many more comets around, and the planets were bombarded by comets at a much higher rate than they are today. And so being able to see a comet hitting Jupiter, you can study the effect it had, what sort of damage it did to the atmosphere of Jupiter, and how the material of the comet is dispersed afterwards.
Dan, thank you very much. And thank you also to David Weston and to Laura Howes and Laurie Winkless, who joined us for the news this week. And you can find the full write-ups of those stories they were discussing and the references for them, if you'd like to follow up further, on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.